BBC News with Neil Nunes. The offensive to drive Islamic State militants out of Mosul, their last major stronghold in Iraq, is continuing. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have been spearheading the campaign, advancing in villages to the east of Mosul, clearing the way for Iraqi troops. The United Nations says it's rushing to complete more emergency camps to house civilians who may be displaced by the battle. EU foreign ministers have strongly condemned Russia for causing what they described as untold suffering through its bombing of eastern Aleppo. Moscow has meanwhile announced an 8-hour pause for Thursday to allow civilians and rebels to leave Aleppo. A state-affiliated broadcaster in Ethiopia says at least 1,000 people have been arrested near the capital Addis Ababa on suspicion of fomenting violence. The mayor of the town where the arrests occurred said most of those detained were not locals, but had come from other parts of Oromia region, which has been affected by anti-government protests. Austria's interior minister says the government is to take possession of the house where Adolf Hitler was born and tear it down. The authorities have been concerned that the former guesthouse would attract neo-Nazi worshippers of Hitler. The Bosnian town of Srebrenica has elected an ethnic Serb as mayor 21 years after Bosnian Serb paramilitaries massacred thousands of Muslims there. Mladen Grujicic has promised to focus on job creation. Police in the U.S. state of Kentucky have charged 3 men in connection with the shooting dead of the 15-year-old daughter of the Olympic sprinter Tyson Gay. Trinity Gay died from a neck wound after being caught in the crossfire during a gunfight on Sunday. The Bollywood actress Priyanka Chopra has apologized for modeling a T-shirt critics considered insensitive to the plight of refugees. The top had the words migrant, refugee and outsider crossed out, while the word traveler stands out. BBC World News.